SBS ریڈیو کی سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ، آسٹریلیا میں زندگی گزارنے سے متعلق معلومات، مسائل اور کہانیاں۔ ہر سال 25 اپریل کو ہم اینزیک ڈے مناتے ہیں۔ یہ ان لوگوں کی یاد میں منایا جاتا ہے جنہوں نے آسٹریلیا کی جانب سے جنگ عظیم میں حصہ لیا۔ اینزیک کا مطلب ہے آسٹریلیا اینڈ نیوزی لینڈ آرمی کور، جس میں بہت سے انڈیجینس آسٹریلینز اور مختلف ثقافتوں سے تعلق رکھنے والے مرد اور عورتیں شامل تھیں۔ 1914 میں پہلی جنگ عظیم میں آسٹریلیا نے برطانیہ کا ساتھ دیا۔ 400,000 سے زائد افراد اس جنگ کا آسٹریلیا کی جانب سے حصہ بنے۔ اس میں 1,000 سے زائد ایبوریجنل اینڈ ٹورس اسٹریٹ آئیلینڈر رضاکار شامل تھے، اور سینکڑوں ایسے تھے جو مختلف ثقافتوں سے تعلق رکھتے تھے۔ میلبرن کے چائنیز میوزیم کے پروفیسر ایڈمنڈ چیو آسٹریلوی دستے میں چینی آسٹریلینز کی نمائندگی کے بارے میں کہتے ہیں،
There was a defense act which actually exempted people of non-European ancestry from joining the armed forces. So you have to be predominantly European descent to join the armed forces at that time. However, the Chinese Australian who joined ignored that totally and enlisted.
ان کی تحقیق کے مطابق 200 سے زائد افراد آسٹریلوی دستے کا حصہ بنے۔
In those days, the final decision rests with the medical officer examining the applicant. And a lot of the medical officers just ignore that act and more or less say, well, you want to join up, you're fit enough to fight while you're in.
Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Veteran and Service Association کے صدر کے مطابق انڈیجینس افراد بھی آسٹریلوی دستے کا حصہ رضاکارانہ طور پر بنے۔
The opportunities were there to serve, but it was up to you how you went about it. You could either go to a place where you knew you'd get in, that they didn't care, or you could lie about your ethnicity.
اس کی مختلف وجوہات تھیں۔
Pay, love of country, probably also they thought after the war when they came back to Australia they would be seen in a different light, you know, we weren't citizens. So they thought, you know, this will help us to become citizens, people will see that we serve too. Plus it also would have been an adventure.
ان کا کہنا ہے کہ اس موقع پر انڈیجینس افراد کو پہلی بار برابری کی حیثیت حاصل ہوئی تھی۔
Once you're in uniform, you were basically in the majority accepted. When you're in the trenches, you don't care about the color or the religion of the bloke next to you or next to you or behind you. All you care about is he's going to watch your back. You were an equal.
Australian National University کی ڈاکٹر ایلینا گوور نے اس دستے میں روسی شرکت کے بارے میں بتایا۔
In many cases, they had nicknames because they didn't speak proper English. People treated them as strangers, as aliens. But it took sometimes several months participation together in the battles for these people to be accepted. For instance, Jewish people would fled Russian Empire because of pogrom when they were just killed arbitrarily because they were different. And many Jewish young immigrants escaped from Russia because they didn't want to serve in the Russian army. Russia we had conscription when people had to serve in the army. But when this young Jewish boy came to Australia and First World War started and they enlisted in Australian army and they
ان کا کہنا تھا کہ روسی افراد جنگ کے بعد معمول کی زندگی گزار نہیں پائے اور آسٹریلیا میں بسنے کے لیے انہوں نے یہاں کی عورتوں سے شادی بھی کی۔
In many cases, they still were strangers. They couldn't find their place. Many of them suicided. I guess many had this was traumatic stress disorder, which no one really understood and diagnosed. And they misbehaved. They got in all sorts of trouble. Sometimes this immigrant from a Russian empire was the only so-called Russian in the rural settlement. And many people built their image of who is Russian, that Russians can be quite good guys. They could be not necessarily Bolsheviks or communists or whatever. They could be settlers like you and me. So it was really a very important message that they gave to Australian society, that people can be different and they can be part of Australia.
سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ سے متعلق مزید کہانیوں کے لیے sbs.com.au/urdu پر جائیے۔